Jim Taylor back on the RFD Radio Network and Town and Country Partners on a Friday, our regular IHSA segment. We visit with Princeton High School head wrestling coach Steve Amy, trying to get back to normal. Hopefully we'll see that next school year. Before we talk about a girls state wrestling tournament in the IHSA for next school year, I guess I need to ask you, how much did you miss things like, I know the Princeton Invitational tournament that was wiped out this past winter due to the pandemic. Such a big thing for the sport of wrestling. You had to miss that, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I did. That's always an event I look forward to, even though it's just a ton of work every year. But it's one of my favorite things about wrestling season, at least coaching it anyway, is putting that tournament on. You get to see so many great matches going on, and a lot of times it's tougher than the state tournament. So definitely miss that one.
Yeah, and hopefully we get it back next school year. It's been a little bit strange. I know wrestling kind of outside of IHSA purview in the postseason with the Illinois Wrestling and Coaches Association, Coaches Officials Association, stepping up and having a state tournament. I know still a few weeks remaining in that tournament trail, and I think the finals at the Bank of Springfield. So it's nice that, you know, a party stepped up to have something for the kids here. A little bit different dynamic, you know, wrestling in the spring and I guess in the summer, right?
Yeah, it's completely different. You know, usually I'm on relax mode right now and not doing a whole lot of anything other than maybe sitting in the boat fishing. But instead we're practicing this afternoon and, you know, getting ready to try and qualify for the state tournament this week.
All right, so the IHSA announcing this week that effective next school year, they'll have the first ever IHSA girls individual state wrestling tournament. Is this something that has been long overdue? I know you've talked about it before, and you have female wrestlers at Princeton that you work with. So what about that?
It is huge. It's the fastest growing sport across the United States right now. And Iowa jumped in a few years ago. And there's been quite a few other states that have done the same thing and jumped in and had a sanctioned state girls tournament. It is long overdue. We've got girls that are working hard. It's going to be nice for them to actually have something to work towards instead of just a few matches here and there.
Now, have they determined the setup in how the weight classes will work for an individual state series for females?
That I haven't really checked on yet, because the girls' weight classes are a little different than the boys. I think that depends on the state and what they decide to do as far as, you know, what weight class system they use.
Yeah, how many kids have you had participating? How many female wrestlers have you, had participating at Princeton since you've been there? I think the numbers you said have been growing for you.
Yeah, we had one a few years ago, and she was pretty good. She came all the way through the kids' club, but it was before there was, actual girls wrestling all the time, so she had to wrestle with the boys. And then the last 2 years, we've had five last year and then six this year. So we're growing a little bit, getting a little interest going. Hopefully they'll tell us to get bigger and better, but who knows?
Well, and again, having a state tournament series for the girls now, I would think that's going to get, you mentioned fastest growing sport for the ladies. I would assume that now with the official state tournament series, that's probably going to give you a little more of a boost moving into next school year, maybe.
Yeah, definitely. I would hope so. Because right now all they've been doing is, this year, especially this year, there weren't very many teams that just had girls, especially within our COVID region. I think we had Kewaunee that had one girl, and then Ottawa had four or five. And those are the only two schools we got to wrestle with. So, but a year ago, they were going to tournaments and different things and had a couple other duels and set up with them. So hopefully on a normal year, we've got more and more participation and more matches for them.
All right, got a couple minutes left. I know the National Federation of State High School Associations, they had a release out earlier this school year about examining weight classes and looking at, well, do you want to continue with 14? We're talking on the boys' side.
Yep.
Move to 13 or move to 12? What do you think for Illinois? Where should we be at? You have a position on that?
I think we should stay where we're at. You know, they changed the weight classes so many times since I've been little even that I still get 103 and 106 confused at times and some other weight classes just because I've just heard so many different ones. But I think the 14 is perfect. You know, if they are going to drop one, I don't know where it would be. It's maybe 113 since we haven't had one of those the last 2 years just to help our team out a little bit, put it somewhere a little higher. But, yeah, I think 14 is perfect.
All right, and that's an issue I know we're going to follow heading into the next school year. I know the National Federation had indicated to the state associations that they really mm-hmm. want to see, you know, a final decision made on that, but they're going to leave it up to the state associations. And again, that I guess decision is going to be made by the IHSA. Again, you can follow all of this information. The IHSA posted the release on the individual girls state wrestling tournament taking effect next school year. The finals will be in late February of 2022. Always great to visit with Steve Amey, head wrestling coach at Princeton and a state champion back in his high school days at Rockridge High School in Western Illinois, joining us on the RFD Radio Network.